1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Just talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the presidential debate last night. Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association in Western Estates, California. And you were mentioning to me, you guys are watching the debate. You saw there was a lot of inspiration in the debate.
Well, Phil, and first of all, thank you for having us on your program.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I found a lot to be interested in. So we've been in a quandary here. If I can talk a little bit about myself over the last 2 weeks, as the Homeowners Association president, I try and not only take care of the physical property here, but I want to also be there for our homeowners if they do have questions pertaining to ownership. And you certainly find yourself dealing with a lot of different problems.
Well, but on the debate last night, it sort of caught your ear something, right?
Well, I was. Steve and I were watching, and I looked at Steve when Senator Kerry made that very courageous comment that Mary Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, is a gay. And I said to Steve, it's as if there's, it's more than a coincidence, because I was looking for, I don't know, I was searching myself about one of the younger teenagers who lives here in our community. She lives over in the rhododendron phase with her parents, whether I should say something to our homeowners association.
About her being gay?
That is correct, yes.
But why would you want to do that?
Well, you take a page from Senator Kerry last night. I think it's a civic responsibility that when you know you have this in your community, that you share that information. Senator Kerry last night, Phil, and I think the American people need to be reminded, he very courageously last night told the American people something they need to know, that the daughter of the Vice President of the United States is one of these gays. And this is a man who I think exhibited the kind of honesty we're looking for. That's a man who's going to be frank with us.
Well, I made the comment that Vice President Cheney's daughter, who has little, if anything, to do with this campaign...
But it goes against the don't ask, don't tell thing.
Yeah, the don't ask, don't tell, which is what...
Is this Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, Phil, this goes against don't ask, don't tell, which is what the Bush administration's been pushing. Don't ask, don't tell, what's that about?
Well, I got to tell you, if Senator Kerry had that moment to do over again, I don't think he would have said that about Senator Kerry saying that...
Well, Phil, first of all...
No, but saying that, Vice President Cheney's daughter is gay, whatever, I think he realized...
What is your reasoning for that, though? Because you have to understand, this was an example of how honest this man is, alerting us to a gay who... And this is not about homophobia, by the way.
I think he realized he made a mistake bringing up the sexual orientation of your opponent's family member to score points for yourself. It's as if somehow you have something, to do with that. It made him look, frankly, like the man I think he is, a guy trying to find a position to run on, because I still don't know what he stands for other than that. I can do better. It wasn't my idea in the first place, but now that it's somebody else's idea, I can do better with that idea.
You know something, Phil, if I could, this is really so characteristic of a lot of you people who support Bush, who there's a strain of homophobia that runs through people on that side.
It has nothing to do with homophobia. It's a personal matter.
John Kerry last night did what George Bush won't do. He told us the truth about a gay that is in our midst. But this really has nothing to do with that, other than it was an inspiration.
All right, well, you had this meeting of the Homeowners Association, and you told me it was an emergency meeting, according to this press release.
We did, Phil.
And what was discussed?
Well, at that time, I told our board and the assembled homeowners, because the meeting was running rather late. It was at 1 a.m., but I wanted to get the information out. I told the board at that time that I did suspect that Susan and Jeff Gaynor's daughter, and they are two wonderful people, and they've been so active in our community, we believe their daughter was a gay lesbian, and here's why I said that.
Well, I don't agree with that.
No, then you disagree with John Kerry, and here's what I said to them. I had seen her in the company of three older women who appeared to be, I don't know, Steve, what you want to call
them? Mannish.
Rather mannish, very obviously gays. And I had seen her kissing one of these gals as she was leaving the car.
Okay, I'm assuming she kissed her on the mouth.
Yes, she did. And I didn't think anything about it until I heard Senator Kerry last night. And he told everyone about Dick and Lynn Cheney's daughter being one of these gays. And I looked at Steve, and we were eating Chinese food, and we just sort of dropped our chopsticks. And I asked Steve, you know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, I think a lot of people do know that Mary Cheney is gay.
Well, what I think was so healthy about what Senator Kerry did last night is that it left no doubt in anyone's mind that if they weren't aware, they're now fully aware of the situation vis-a-vis the vice president, and that's why I held the meeting last night, and I basically told our board and the homeowners that I felt Lydia Gaynor, Sue and Jeff's daughter, was gay.
But you don't know that for sure. You're making an assumption based on her kissing another woman.
Well, figure it out.
I mean...
What do you mean, figure it out, Mr. Dooley? A person's sexual orientation, I'm repeatedly told by straight people as well as gay people, is private. And they're always talking about how straight, you know, they're having it shoved down their throats. Let me give our phone number... let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Ms. Dooley, if I'm getting this correct, you were inspired by Senator Kerry?
I really was. I really was. And I think it's one of the reasons why I support him. But I am the Homeowners Association president, Phil. I'm in charge of everything from ensuring that our landscaping is in on time, ensuring that home construction is done on time. I do like to have our homeowners keep me abreast of what's going on in their houses, in their homes. Marriages, divorces, things like this. We had a problem, I guess it was probably about 6 months ago, Jacqueline Jones?
Oh, yeah.
This young gal had an abortion.
Okay.
I was completely unaware of it. I had not been told anything about this. And I went over to her home and I said, you know, I'm really very disappointed. I thought we had an understanding. So that's why I wasn't told about this girl's abortion, and I wanted to make sure that we handled it at the Homeowners Association. If we needed to do a memo on it to people, if we needed to talk to people in the community center about how she had an abortion and how there had been complications due to the fact that it was with a man that she wasn't married to. These are things that you don't want to talk about, but as a Homeowners Association president, I have to.
And that brings us to this young girl who you say is gay. And you had a meeting last night. Did you discuss this openly?
We did.
And do you find that to be a course of action that is right?
Phil, again, Senator Kerry showed us last night what it means to be direct, to be honest, and to be frank with the American people. He told us something that many of us didn't know, that the vice president's daughter
is one of these gays.
Is one of the gays.
And all right, so she is. So what?
I just think it's something he should say. I think it's something that he should have said. And I don't think Dick Cheney was being very open about it, and I don't think President Bush was. And I think that's one of the reasons why the American people are not going to vote for them. This is an example of how their dishonesty. And I said at our Homeowners Association meeting last night...
So wait a minute. George Bush is going to say, I'm running for president on this. By the way, my opponent's daughter's gay.
No, he doesn't have to say.
Oh, don't be stupid.
He doesn't have to.
I'm not being stupid, Mr. Dooley. I'm taking what you're saying.
No, he doesn't have to say that. But what we did at our level, at the Homeowners Association level, which is not the presidency by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have my responsibilities. If your child, if you are, you know, doing this kind of thing, I at least want to be paid the courtesy of a phone call or an email.
Just drops an email and tells if you're queer.
I don't like that word, Mr. Dooley.
I apologize.
He misspoke. But drop us an email if you do. If you are someone who is going to be, if you're planning on being gay or you are now currently engaged in it. We want the honesty, and that's what John Kerry was saying last night. That's what inspired me.
So John Kerry saying that Dick Cheney's daughter is gay inspired you to confront the Homeowners Association about the daughter of some people.
Absolutely, yes. And I, Phil, I'm not ashamed of it. I know a lot of people are going to be very upset. I have to do what's right for the Homeowners Association. And this young girl out there...
Well, a young girl, she's 17?
17, out there getting out of a parked car with these three women who,
well, they're dykes.
They absolutely were very dykish. Kissing one full on the mouth. I wanted to make sure our home, and I said at the bottom of the memo, Senator Kerry showed me that what you do with this situation is you just say it. You know, he is a, you know, whatever word you want to use, queer, you know.
I don't like those words, Mr. Dooley.
You know, Phil, at freedom of speech...
No, you can say queer if you want or gay. We don't need to say fagala.
You know what? I didn't know that there was going to be contention. And
There's not going to be contention, Ms. Dooley. I just have a difference of opinion on this. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Homeowners Association at Western Estates. And we're talking a little bit here about, I guess the...
Poofta, okay?
What?
It's Poofta.
No, I don't like Poofta or any of that stuff. At the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Ms. Dooley said she had reason to believe that one of the girls there is a lesbian, and she called an emergency meeting of the Homeowners Association last night to alert the homeowners there, as well as the board, that they may have a lesbian there. And she drew as her inspiration, and she sang at John Kerry last night, saying that Mary Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, is gay, and that he was trying to alert us to the fact that the vice president's daughter is gay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. A lot of this, I know it sounds like we're talking about the debate last night, but it was mostly the inspiration for you to go ahead and alert your Homeowners Association about the fact that there was a lesbian teenager in the community.
And so we really want to be clear about something. Steve and I are both parents. We have three wonderful sons. All three of them are teenagers. I want to be very clear about something. I am a mother first and a homeowners association president second. I understand the pain that her parents, Sue and Jeff Gaynor, must be feeling knowing that they have this this lesbian. And I understand the anguish that particularly a mother feels when you find out that a child of yours has gone that way.
Well, not a lot of parents feel anguish.
But but let me just say this. We want nothing but the best for Lydia. And the best thing right now is for us to, as a community, point her out and say, you know, that's there it is. And so that she can then focus on herself. And I think that's really what Senator Kerry was teaching us last night. Saying that Mary Cheney was a dyke or whatever he said. I don't.
He never said she was a dyke. He said that Mary Cheney was gay.
Or whatever he said, I don't know. But as a homeowners association president, I must take a hand in these things. Otherwise, our community becomes just another community of chain link fences and Doberman pinchers.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take some phone calls now, Bobby. This is Peggy. Peggy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Okay, Bobby, I cannot believe the same. First place to space, who you keep raving about, was talking about Bush's daughter as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Making it sound like she's an evil person. It's none of your business what people do in their private life. Dare you go out and tell the whole world about 17-year-old girl. If I was her mother, I'd kick your butt.
Well,
not to mention the fact that Dick Cheney did mention that his daughter was gay way before they even had the debates, and that he and President Bush disagreed on this one area. You need to get your facts in a row, girl.
Well,
I cannot believe that you say you're a mother and you understand the pain on one breath, and then the next breath you say that, I have to get this out and tell everybody. How could you do this to that 17-year-old girl?
Well, thank you for your comments, Peggy. Let me respond by saying I thought Senator Kerry was very courageous last night in pointing out He was telling everybody that he believes in the gay marriage.
He believes in the gay people.
May I speak to the host, please?
Yes.
May I be allowed to finish my comment?
Well, Peggy was responding.
You had plenty of time to talk.
Peggy was responding.
You had a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I drove home from work and listened to you for 20 minutes. Kerry was saying he believes in the gay people, not that you should go out there and persecute them like you just did.
Well, no, I believe in gays. I believe that they exist.
I'm for President Bush because I like him.
Well,
but I also listen to what Kerry has to say. And lady, you exposing that 17-year-old girl because, quote-unquote, you have to do it for the homeowners.
Well, let me just say that.
I don't want to associate with that. That's BS. BS.
Well, let me say
that. You are a nosy, get-it-out, buttering everybody's business person. Well, lady, you need to mind your own business and get your piece of you.
Well, let me say this, Peggy. I work out at Gold's Gym, so anytime you want to bring anytime you want to throw down.
This is a verbal.
You know, no, you said you kicked my butt. No, you said you kicked my butt. No, I think
you
said you kicked my butt.
Listen, you didn't hear me.
If you want to throw down, do you want to throw down?
All right, ladies, please. Let's get off the kicking people's butt thing.
Well, she said she wanted to throw down.
No, she didn't say she wanted to throw down. Look, the difference of opinion here, I believe, is that, Peggy, you're pointing out that Senator Kerry meant it as a positive statement.
Right.
As opposed to...
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree. Senator Kerry said he does believe that gays exist and that he wanted all of us. That's what you said, Peggy. That he believes that gays exist.
He didn't say anything that Cheney hadn't already said. You just haven't been paying attention.
Gay. No, but he did want us to know there's a gay.
So what?
Exactly.
That's
it's no
like
big thing.
You're black and I'm white. I
forewarned is forearmed. That's all he's saying. Forewarned is forearmed.
Gays are just like everybody else. You know what? You need to talk to gay people.
Well, Peggy, gays are just like everybody else, except the women want to strap one on. Oh, my God. How could she say they're like everybody else?
I don't know. She must be stupid.
All right, let's have feelings,
their own beliefs, just
right,
like
Peggy.
Everybody else.
Thank you, Peggy, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Well, Bobby and Steve Dooley, my first opinion of you is that you are, and don't and not here all night.
I'm
okay,
here for
just,
you. I'm here for
just,
you.
Just be quiet while I talk, okay?
Well, I don't let men speak to me like that.
Okay.
Ms. Dooley, I'm asking you as the host to please not make noises.
Oh, my God. Are we living in Iraq? Is that it?
No.
I can't make a noise.
Go ahead. John, I'm hearing you, and the audience can hear you. Go ahead.
The Dooleys are like the Salem witch hunters.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to go back and realize what they are supposed to be doing as homeowners. And continuing to make all those noises in the phone isn't going to improve.
Sir, I am not making noises.
What is it that we're hearing, Ms. Dooley?
I'm taking a bath.
You're making noises trying to disrupt people who are opposed to your viewpoint.
I'm soaking my hands.
As a homeowners association, your responsibility is to deal with the landscaping, the trash,
right,
and not anything that goes on inside the home.
Well, let me enlighten you,
John, as to some of the duties.
I'm just asking
people. I know what homeowners associations are.
Look,
do the duties you were elected or appointed to do.
If you lived in our community, John, if you had those feelings toward another man, I just want you to alert me to it. What's wrong with that?
Dooleys, if I lived in your community, I would be the first to sit there and vote you out of that presidency because you have abused your position as homeowners association.
Well, we were voted a president and secretary for life, so.
Well, yeah. you would be impeached.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
The The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's what I was asking you. We're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where a young lady in their community, a 17-year-old teenager, Ms. Dooley, I'll have to say it, you outed this young girl.
No, I did not out this girl.
Well, you said that you went to your homeowners association because you saw Senator Kerry talking about Mary Cheney.
I am simply alerting the community, as is my duty as a homeowners association president, to the ramifications. But this is... So
what do you need to alert them to?
There are hygienic issues. There are economic issues. And
well, I got to ask you what those are in a minute. 1-800-4... So anyway, Senator Kerry says about Mary Cheney, so you're saying about this girl.
You know, you make it seem as if it's lucky, you know, monkey see, monkey do. What it is, Phil, is a courageous senator showing one American woman the way. And as the Homeowners Association president, yes, I do want people to check in with me so that whatever they're doing in their private lives, we can make accommodations or not.
Or not?
You know, Phil, everything I'm saying you're twisting.
All right, I just wanted to make sure I heard that right. 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
First of all, I think you are a very evil and vicious woman, and God have mercy on your
mm-hmm.
soul.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've chastised this little girl and put
mm-hmm.
an A on her just like the Scarlet Letter.
Mm-hmm.
What is it any of your concern
I don't
that
know
she
what
is
you're
a
talking
lesbian?
About. It's no concern of mine. I don't care.
That's
I'm
right.
very.
It
I'm not homophobic at all. But what I do, we have hygienic concerns.
Such as?
If the pool needs to be cleaned. I don't know. These people come into the community. They want to use the pool.
Well, what?
And your point?
I know there are children listening. Can I say what?
Go ahead.
You are so narrow-minded.
Lesbians do not shave, as you and I probably know. That means there's going to be hair clogging the drain.
Okay.
So you get the pool cleaned.
That and other
issues.
Exactly. Yes, that and other issues, yes.
Well, you know, there's one thing I don't understand, though. Kerry
mm-hmm.
and Bush both agree
mm-hmm.
that heterosexual marriage is
mm-hmm.
not what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gay marriages, they're not a force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
what is it any of your business if anybody in your community is gay? It is none of your business. It is their family's business.
Can I talk to you
it's
woman
their
to woman?
Issues.
Can I talk to you woman to woman?
Sure.
I'm just too much of a woman. Right now I'm soaking in bath oil. I just enjoy it. I'm splashing around. And I'm just a woman. I don't get... Why a woman like Mary Cheney? I mean, and why would the Cheney campaign hide this? Thank God
they haven't
John Kerry told me about this gay that's over there.
What do you mean the gay that's over there?
But it's none of your business. It's not your family member.
Do you take baths?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I take baths. I take showers. And as a mother, mother of a 12-year-old
mm-hmm.
daughter,
mm-hmm.
I hope, you know,
mm-hmm.
if she would come to me and tell me that she was gay,
mm-hmm.
I would have to love her and respect her for that.
Oh, absolutely. I would
exactly.
never, of course. I just want to make sure that your daughter, if your daughter was gay, that you let me know.
It's none of your business. It is
you see,
my
Michelle,
family
that's all
business,
I know.
Not yours.
If your daughter, you say your daughter's 12?
Yes, she's 12.
Well, God bless her. If she came to you and she said, Mother, I am... You know, what are they, you know, a queer or a gay.
I hate
what
that. I do not like that word.
It is a little tough.
That's harsh.
Well, they haven't you seen Queer Eye for a Queer Guy? You haven't seen
that
show?
I don't like that word.
Well, you haven't seen the show. It's on TV.
Yeah, I've
seen it. Let's just use the word gay.
All right, so your daughter comes to you and says that she's gay.
Right.
You have my, if you're living in my community, you have my email address. You can get to me immediately.
No.
Let me know.
It's none of your business. It is none of your concern what anybody in your community does.
How do you figure that out?
As a homeowner, the only thing that
you
have to worry about...
Could you stop splashing in the tub, please?
Oh, my God.
The only thing that you have to worry about is the trash and keeping your community clean. Not what anybody else does.
Steve, I don't understand. What do you mean it's none of my business? How do you figure that?
That her
it's not any of your business. If somebody is a lesbian,
no, I
or
just
somebody,
keep,
period.
I just want to keep. I just want to keep tabs on it. That's all.
Let me tell you, I am completely a heterosexual female.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two daughters,
mm-hmm.
one stepdaughter and one is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I have gay friends,
mm-hmm.
and they are the best friends you could ever have.
Well, I don't doubt it.
They are.
There are a lot of them are a lot of fun, yeah.
How do you know if you're idly against this little girl and you have chastised her?
I'm not against her.
You have put an A on her chest just like the Scarlet Letter.
No, I have not. I've said to her mother, I've given her my condolences to her mother. I have said that I'm... Look at Michelle. I have a chart in my office as the Homeowners Association president. I don't tell people how to live their lives. I just want to keep tabs. I'll give you an example, and it's something simple. You know every month, as girls, we have to go through that difficult period, correct?
Correct.
Okay. A lot of the gals here in the community keep me up to date on when that is, so I can track.
What is that any of your concern? It should be their mother's responsibility, not yours.
No. The mothers, all of the women in the community tell me when they are having their cycle, so I know what's going on with them.
Why? It's none of your business. It's their business.
So in other words, if one of them comes up to me and bitches me out about something, and she was, you know, in her cycle, then I can understand.
It bitches you out about what?
About anything. About just, you know...
Well, I'm sure they're bitching you out every day for something, because I think you're one nosy woman.
Well, you think I'm nosy.
I mean, you're extremely nosy. You're tracking women's cycles?
I have it on the board, yes, just the same as I track, you know, if you've had an abortion or anything like that, of course. Every homeowners association does.
None that I've ever heard of.
None that I've ever heard of either.
No, Michelle, you don't live in a gated community, do you? Oh, okay, I understand now. No,
Excuse me?
You don't live in a gated community.
No, I don't. I live out in the country on a farm.
Mm-hmm,
Thank you. I work 6 to 5 days a week.
Well, isn't that quaint? What you do is, what we do in homeowners association.
Well, what are you putting it down?
I'm not putting down what you do out there in your little farm. It's fine. Some of us have moved on in our lives. Some of us aren't hippies anymore, in other words.
I'm not a hippie. Me and my husband make almost $70,000 a year together.
A lot of us grew out of our farmer mentality when we were 18.
Well, you probably never even been on a farm.
When a young girl comes of age in the community, we add them to the Ant Flow Board. That's all.
The Ant Flow Board.
Mr. Henry, listen to this. Isn't that cute? That's a duck that's deep down. So all I'm saying to you, Michelle, is this. When you move into a gated community, you are supposed to tell the Homeowners Association if you've had an abortion, when your recent cycle is, and if you're gay. Okay? So maybe you want to stay out on the farm, I guess.
Yeah, if I were Michelle, I would too. In fact, I would.
Oh, you don't have to worry. I love Virginia. You would never have to worry about me living in your neighborhood at all.
You love a woman named who?
I said I love Virginia. That's the state I live in, you arrogant woman.
You know what? If you want
to
cover up interests that you have,
she says she loves Virginia, the state.
She did not say that. She said she loves the arrogant biatch. You know something, you slut? You said I love Virginia, the woman Virginia.
No, she didn't.
My husband's name is Bryant. Thank you.
Your husband's name is Brown?
Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T.
Yeah, and she wears a ducktail?
All right.
Speaking of ducktails, Phil, listen to this. Isn't that wonderful? I hope and pray that you one day open that narrow mind of yours and realize. Well, listen to this. Virginia and Michelle sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. If the shoe fits, wear it. Oh, I'm out.
Peace.
What a turd.
Never mind.
You're a bitch.
Thank you. So are you.
No, you're a bitch.
Thank you. So are you. Shoe fits.
I know I am. So are you.
Oh, can we be a little immature now?
Well, you're the one that started it.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you called me a biatch.
I didn't call you a bitch, though.
Yes,
I called you a biatch.
Okay, and I
That's
said...
That's a little more quaint.
And I said you said you love a woman named Virginia.
And
then
I
you
said
called
I
me a
live
liar.
In the state of Virginia.
No, you didn't. You said you love
I
a woman...
I did, too.
Oh, you're such a... God, you're a
Oh,
liar.
I don't think so. I live in the state of Virginia. I live in a town called Montgomery County, which is in the state of Virginia.
Yeah, I bet you spend every night in Virginia. I'll bet you do.
Oh, come on, will ya?
Virginia Michelle, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Could you hang up on that idiot woman with her duck and her freaking bathtub? You love a woman named Virginia. There's Bobby and Steve Dooley. Hey, great, Bobby. You just outed a woman. Thanks for all the inspiration, Senator Kerry.